I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ of the Movies, I review Prisoner's Daughter, which stars Brian Cox as a former boxer and prisoner who finds out he is terminally ill and is given the chance to spend his final months under house arrest with his estranged daughter, played by Kate Beckinsale. She's struggling to keep a roof over her and her epilepsy-stricken son's heads and agrees to let her dad stay with them if he pays rent and if he doesn't tell her son they're biologically related, but of course her boy is too smart to fall for that. Brian Cox gives the best performance in Prisoner's Daughter, while others don't really live up to his expectations. The movie was directed by Catherine Hardwick, who just released the bomb Mafia Mama last April. Here she does a better job with the leading man than she did with Toni Collette in That Mess, but the script by Mark Bakke is all over the place with cliches. His daughter has to be mad at him, his grandson has to be the curious one with all these questions, and his ex-son-in-law has to be the evil one, a junky musician, if you will. There's a great performance in a crappy movie, 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.